If meat and bread are the backbone of a sub, then Mike's Way is the heart and soul. Lettuce and tomatoes, onions and spices, all drizzled in the juice. That's the difference. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above.
Sports talk to start your week. You're listening to FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night, presented by Jersey Mike's Subs.
Good evening. This is FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night, presented by Jersey Mike's, live on this Monday night from Jersey Mike's. The Jersey Mike's on Dauphin Street, just across the street from McConnell Automotive. And you got myself. I'm Dalton Orwick. Corey LeBounty's here. James Dennis, of course, per usual. And we're joined right now by Christina Sinclair. Speaking of Jersey Mike's subs, Christina was nice enough to have us come out, owner of the Jersey Mike's subs in Mobile and Baldwin County. And this is one location I frequent the most, Christina. But what other locations do you have in the area here?
We have one on Airport Boulevard, which is out at Schillinger across from Academy. And we also have our third location over in Daphne, which is on Highway 181.
That's great. And I know football season, big deal for us. Obviously, we're a sports show and talk a lot of college football. But I was thinking catering from Jersey Mike's, perfect for a football party over the weekend
it
or
is.
Even a lot of those holiday parties we have coming up, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. What better place to cater than from Jersey Mike's?
That's right. We have our catering boxes, which actually are 24 little small handheld sandwiches, which are perfect for football. You know, if you're having a big football party, you can pick which kind of sandwiches, which kind of subs you want in those boxes, and we can have them made up for you just, you know, within a few minutes' notice. And great for those War Eagle and maybe Roll Tide parties.
Roll Tide. Christina, I know that you guys put together our Friday night package for the Mobile County Public School System, and the crew absolutely loves them. So they're perfect for catering and game day situations. Small handheld sandwiches, great for the children. You guys are a sub above without a doubt, and just want to thank you for your support of Sports Night and what a great job you and Mark do. And tonight, you have $5 cheesesteak specials. So tell us a little bit about, if you come on out to Jersey Mike's on Dauphin Street right here in Mobile, Alabama, what kind of value they can get.
That's right. For the next hour, while y'all are here, we're going to do our $5 cheesesteak. So you can get a regular size cheesesteak, either a chicken Philly or steak Philly, $5. So you're saving a few bucks off of the normal price for that.
And that's a great sub, great two subs to watch some Monday night football with.
We got some Monday night football
starting the NFL season here tonight. And also, if you're like me, working during the day, you want to grab some lunch, but maybe you don't have a ton of time to be away from the office, you can order online or using the Jersey Mike's app.
Yeah, you sure can. If you order online, you can go ahead and order online, pay for it online. When you walk in the door, we've got it ready for you. You just say, hey, I'm here, my name is such and such, and you're out the door.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for having us here tonight. And I know a little bit later we'll be giving away some South Alabama Jaguars swag. And so if anyone's listening to us here, we're at 3151 Dauphin Street, once again across the street from McConnell Automotive. And thank you very much, Christina.
Thank you. Thank you for coming out.
No problem. So lots of football to get into now that we're past week three. Was it week three? I guess technically week two.
Week two.
Of the NCAA football season, because it starts on week zero, but only about eight teams playing then. Not a lot of really, you know, top of the line, tight matchups that we were expecting this weekend, but there were some surprises, and we'll go through the newest AP Top 25 poll and also how a lot of those teams in the Top 25 fared over the weekend. But before we get to that, Corey, anything that stick out to you from the college football Saturday? We'll get to NFL a little bit later, but what about college football in particular?
I think that the way that Texas A&M did not quit against Clemson, that's the first thing that sticks out to me. I think the amount of points that Ole Miss gave up and scored were two of the things that really, really were impressive to me also with Ole Miss hosting Alabama next week.
That's, you know, first time in SEC history, I know we've talked about it, that two quarterbacks from Hawaii will have faced each other in a game in the SEC. That's kind of historic. I expect it to be a game that the balls will be flying. That's going to be a lot of passing yards on both teams, so I see that as that. But I'm like you about Clemson, Texas A&M. That 102,000 and that 12th man in that stadium, that is an awesome stadium. That's why Dabo said afterwards, what a great place to play a football game. It's what college football is all about. But it was a hard-fought game. Breaks could have gone either way, but this is going to be an interesting season in the West. and the East as well. But the West is going to be. But the East seems to be pulling away real quick with Georgia. But the West, what some showdowns we've got going on. LSU, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Auburn. That's a playoff every week. Mm-hmm. That's a national championship potential every week.
And while you were talking about it, let's go through some of these SEC scores and talk about these games. We'll get to Auburn and Alabama. Their game's coming up here in just a little bit. But that game you were just talking about, Texas A&M hosts number two ranked Clemson. And you know, the talk before the game was Jimbo Fisher, having played Dabo and Clemson every single year in, year out, that Jimbo Fisher knew more of what to expect from Clemson than Dabo Swinney knew to expect from Jimbo and Jimbo's new Texas A&M Aggies. Well, Clemson came out and looked just outstanding to start the game. Kind of fell asleep late. What were your thoughts on how that game looked?
The adjustments made at halftime by Texas A&M were huge. And you're right, they played each other. But I, as we spoke about last week, I'm telling you that Jimbo Fisher with the state of Texas and his recruiting is going to be – they're going to be on the board here on this. But – let's go back to one man, and let's think about this. One individual with Clemson is the difference, Renfro. In the national championship game, it was Renfro they went to. In this game, when they needed it, they went to Renfro. That is an awesome player. He is tremendous for Clemson, and absent Renfro on those catches, it might be a different ball game.
And you know what we saw that night, saw on Saturday night with Clemson, Texas A&M, is this new two quarterback with one of them being a true freshman system that some of these schools are trying out. You see why Kelly Bryant is so important to a team like Clemson, because Kelly Bryant's been in these situations. Trevor Lawrence has not. And Kelly Bryant was able to scramble when things went wrong. We'll see what Trevor Lawrence is able to do when he gets into trouble. But this is a guy who's, I mean, you want your veteran in when you go to College Station to play against an SEC West team.
I agree. I mean, you look at Trevor Lawrence, though. He came in on his first pass and threw a touchdown. I mean, that was very impressive, the moxie of this young man to stand in the pocket on his very first collegiate throw to throw a touchdown pass. And, you know, you look at his teammates. When he went to the sidelines, they just absolutely mobbed him. Dabo did the same thing, just pounded him in his chest and said congratulations. But I don't think Clemson wins that game if Kelly Bryant's not at the helm.
No.
Because he plays in the national semifinal game. He played against Alabama a year ago, had an opportunity to get tutelage by Deshaun Watson. So he's a young man who wasn't rattled by the 100,000-plus that were there at Texas A&M.
The difference is – is Bryant, there's no doubt. And Dabo knew that by putting that freshman quarter, he got the most he could out of him for that one play, and why ruin him and put him back in, because this game is on the shoulders of a veteran, and he really took the game in his hand. But the two of those, Renfro and him, it's just awesome. But we know that in the years to come that we're going to be dealing with Bryant as a real impressive collegiate quarterback. His arm strength is tremendous. He's tall, big, he can scramble, but not yet to the what I consider to be the caliber of not Brian. What's his name? The quarterback.
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun's what I'm thinking of. He's going to get there eventually.
And you know, surprisingly to me, Texas A&M, they were close to being in the top 25 before this game, but this game evidently not enough for the voters to launch them into the top 25. I think if you go by votes alone, they ended up ranked right around 27th in this latest AP poll. And if you're right outside of it before almost tying the game with the number two team in the nation, you think that would be enough to vault you into that top 25. And A&M, of course, has a heck of a road ahead of them being in the SEC West. I think this puts them squarely in the tier. I think you have Alabama and Auburn in the number one tier in the SEC West.
No doubt.
Think this might I don't know what to think about Mississippi State. I know you James, you're high on them. I don't know about you, Corey, but I think Texas A&M, Mississippi State, kind of right there in that same tier right now until we can figure them out a little bit further.
Well, Corey, I'm right here. The thing about this Texas A&M team is this could be a season to where they have a lot of close losses. This is not the he doesn't have the players that fits his scheme, and so if you end up with one of these games where they're playing the schedule they're playing, you could be looking at a 0-5 or a 2-5 record here fairly quickly. So it could be that kind of a season for them. But they will be able to recruit. They will be a force to be reckoned with. And I've said in 2 years, they'll be playing potentially for the national championship.
Well, that's a big, big statement you're making there.
Yes, I know it is.
You believe in Jimbo, obviously.
I believe in Jimbo, just like, as Corey, you remember, I talked about Dabo Swinney, and I said before they played, I said in 2 years, Clemson will be playing for the national championship, and they were. It's the practice, the caliber, the coaching, the character, and the players he's going to bring in. And that's what I see happening there.
Okay. Well, that was a great game. Also, we
fabulous.
Had Kentucky in the SEC East.
Whoa.
Ending a 31-year losing streak to the Florida Gators. And I know we're about to go to break here in a little bit. When we come back from break, we'll talk about that Kentucky-Florida game. And Kentucky, you know, it didn't seem to be a fluke. Kentucky went into Gainesville and won that game. And there were some other SEC games, most of them cupcakes. We had number 3-ranked Georgia playing number 24-ranked South Carolina. And Georgia treated them just horribly.
We'll find out from Corey what he says about Kentucky. I want to hear Corey after the break.
And we'll look ahead to Alabama, Ole Miss this week.
Alabama.
And Auburn, LSU, a couple big SEC West Division matchups. Right now, Monday Night Football on. Sam Darnold throws an interception, pick six. His very first play as the quarterback for the New York Jets. Right now, the Jets lead the Detroit Lions.
You just wonder why.
10-7.
We're coming back. Wonder,
more sports night on FM Talk. 106.5.
It takes a lot of work to make a beautiful home. Sometimes it comes down to the small details. Charleston Gas Lanterns, located on the I-65 service road next to Spring Hill Lighting, has been expertly crafting copper lighting for over 44 years. They use nothing but the finest materials and purest copper, all sourced in the USA and built right here in Mobile. It's in the details. Visit charlestonlighting.com to see the vast collection of copper lantern designs or call 478-0072 for a truly custom lantern. Charleston Gas Lanterns, made in Alabama, where being number one is not just a tradition, it's a way of life. The two-time champion Battleship Rugby Football Club want you to join the club. The men's club, women's club, and youth program are recruiting new players right now. If you're a former high school or college athlete and are looking to give something new a try, email play@battleshiprugby.com. No previous rugby experience necessary. Whether you're new to rugby or new to the Mobile area, Mobile's Battleship Rugby Football Club want to invite you to learn this sport by becoming a player or fan now. Email play@battleshiprugby.com or visit Battleship Rugby FC on Facebook.
Are you ready for Mobile's ultimate HBCU experience? It's about to go down when the Alabama A&M Bulldogs take on the Southern University Jaguars. Saturday, September 22nd, 4 p.m. at Ladd People Stadium. Don't miss this major showdown that will keep you on the edge of your seat in that halftime show. You already know. So get your tickets today at www.thegulfcoastchallenge.com.
The Mobile Youth Lacrosse League invites you to learn about and participate in one of the fastest growing sports in the United States. Home to club lacrosse for boys 6 to 14 and girls 6 to 18, the Mobile Mavericks are always looking for new players and coaches. With two seasons, fall ball from September 23rd to November 4th, providing a great chance to learn about the sport and try it out with minimal commitment. And the spring season from January through April. For more information and to register, visit facebook.com/Mobile Youth Lacrosse or visit the website mobileyouthlacrosse.com.
It's the Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkel and Tom Claxton.
And we talk everything automotive. Call in or text your questions or comments and get the most miles for your money. Brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, Mobile's oldest GM dealer, where all service work is completed by factory-trained technicians using genuine GM parts. Join us for the Car Doctor Show, Monday evenings at 8.
Get your car care questions answered by the Car Doctor, Monday night at 8. The Doctor is in on FM Talk 106.5.
The sub above difference is the slicer. After all, if a sub isn't made with meat and cheese sliced to order, you should be a little suspicious. Sliced thin, sliced now. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Recapping the weekend in sports and previewing the week ahead. This is FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night, presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Hold up.
FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night, presented by Jersey Mike Subs and also Charleston Gas Lantern on the East I-65 Service Road North between Old Shell and Spring Hill Avenue. And you can correct me there, James, if you want.
It is between Old Shell and Spring Hill. And we're giving out, we're going to autograph tonight free, but after 8 o'clock, while we're still here for 10 or 15 minutes, it's that standard $200.
Yes.
You get the trio.
Bring your helmets, bring your footballs, I'll sign them.
Bring them and I'll sign them. And
over whoever you got before me that was important,
If you play rugby and you've been playing very long, if you can't remember how to get here, call a friend and have them bring you. Because if you play rugby for a long time, you'll have a problem remembering where you should be, where you've been, and where you're going.
You know, that's a fantastic comment.
I played in Birmingham 40 years ago. And I'm telling you, the worst that I've ever been hit in my life was at Tulane Stadium. Wayne Owens, that played at Alabama, was playing on the team. And it was a play I was scrumming, and the next thing I know, I wake up in the hospital, both of us.
That's exactly.
Not I'm talking about I've never been that out of whack for 3 or 4 days in all of my life. I've never been hit that hard.
I was going to ask where you were, because I don't know, you know, I don't know the rugby positions. The only thing I know is the scrum. So you said you were scrumming.
I was a scrummer. I called it a scrummer.
Were you what we would call maybe like the center on a football team? Is that about where you were located in the scrum?
You'd be located anywhere you could get in. And the next thing you know, pandemonium. I'm talking about pandemonium. And it was, you know, you have to look back at rugby coming in about that time. And I forget the people's name in Birmingham to really begin to sponsor it back then. But it was a short-lived, I was about 6, maybe 8 weeks. I've never been so brutally beaten up in all of my life, because you have a lot of college players back then, even today, that come out and start playing rugby.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun.
Trying
and everything
to stay in
like
game
that,
shape.
But in game shape, it was fun and all that. But I've got to tell you, waking up in the hospital and trying to remember for 3 days really where I was. My concussion was that bad.
Oh.
And Wayne Owens was cut so bad, almost went through, all the way through his lip. And I'm telling you, when I say knock silly,
uh-huh.
I had no idea where I was.
Mm.
And I had a headache for over a week, and it was kind of like, I don't think so. I don't think so. And it's a great game, a lot of fun, a lot of beer. You drink a lot of beer at halftime before the game.
That's what I've heard.
Everything else. And, you know, you do it to keep knock down the pain.
That's
makes
right.
it kind of fun. Well, but it's always fun to watch. So come on out and watch them.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely, yeah. For sure.
And help those who can't find their way to the field get there, okay?
Right now, two Monday Night Football games scheduled for tonight. They're in the first game right now. Jets beating the Lions 10-7. Lions actually a 7-point favorite for that game that started at 6-10. Matt Patricia, the new head coach, of course, coming over from the New England Patriots. And then on the other side, the big news is Sam Darnold starting a quarterback for the New York Jets, who apparently threw a pick six his very first play behind the line for the Jets. And then another important rookie that we're keeping our eye on, and I'm sure a lot of people will be keeping their eyes on this year and further on, Kerryon Johnson,
yes.
Who's playing behind the line in Detroit, running back drafted by the Lions from the Auburn Tigers last year. Right now he's leading the team in carries and yards, 3 carries for 8 yards. So I'm sure he'll want to pump that
he'll
up a little bit.
He'll pump it up a little bit.
And then a little later tonight, the L.A. Rams playing at the Oakland Raiders. Next year they'll be the Las Vegas Raiders. But tonight the Rams, 6-point favorites over Oakland in Oakland. We'll see the debut of
Raiders.
Of John Gruden.
Yes.
Sans Khalil Mack.
Looking
yes.
forward to that. I mean, you have John Gruden, who left the ESPN Monday Night Football booth to join the Raiders, and he's trying to go back and bring back the black for the second consecutive time. You know, took him to a Super Bowl a few years ago. So it's going to be interesting to see how he does against the Rams.
Yeah, so we have plenty of NFL to talk about. I know a lot of people wanted to hear us talk about the Saints yesterday.
Oh, man. That's just tragic.
It was a tough one for Saints fans to take. But I think the rest of the season will go good. But we can talk about that later. Yeah. I want to get back into the SEC.
Kentucky, Corey.
Yes.
Kentucky, I want to hear about Kentucky
defeating
and Florida.
27-16. And I know a lot of people were watching that very last play mm-hmm. of the game, which it didn't affect the over-under that was listed before the game. But the in-game over-under mm-hmm. was right there on that line. And Kentucky, they were winning, what was it, 23-16 or 20-16. And Kentucky was leading block. No, they hit the quarterback, get the ball from the air, and then no one's sure whether it was a dead play, whether it was a pass that hit incomplete and yeah. went to the ground, or it was a fumble. It was pretty clearly a fumble from the sky cam. And Kentucky's coach Stoops, he keeps telling his guy, you know, go on, get into the end zone. So that ended up putting them up to 27 yeah. points. It wasn't a double-digit win per se, but Kentucky does go in and end a 31-year losing streak to the Florida Gators. Thoughts on this game and whether, and you can go ahead and laugh, whether people should be worried about Dan Mullen being the Florida Gators head coach?
I don't think you should be worried about him being the head coach. I just think that you look at the situation for Mark Stoops and his Kentucky Wildcats. It's a situation where they've been patient with him. The Kentucky fan base has been very patient with him, and because of it, Terry Wilson had 3 touchdowns, and they're able to get their first win in Gainesville since probably 1979. So that's very impressive in and of itself. But to go 31 consecutive years, and it's not like basketball to where you can play a team twice in a year. You have to wait 31 long, grueling years to beat an opponent. That was unbelievable to me in and of itself.
Yeah, that's almost like being a monk, 31 years. I mean, you just there's nothing good happening. You just have no pleasure for 31
except
years.
Except for your basketball team.
Basketball team.
Big blue.
You know, that's all about Mullins. Let me tell you something. You look at where Mississippi State is today,
mm-hmm.
and people are talking about it. You're looking at where his quarterback, Dallas Cowboys. We're talking about a starter out here. We're talking about a Pro Bowl candidate. We're just talking about a hidden nose talent. You've got to realize that he's not playing with his people. He's not playing with people he brought to the table. He is an excellent coach. He is methodical. He can coach quarterbacks better, as good or better than anybody I've ever seen. He is going to work this particular team. There may be players, I understand, that leave this particular program because one of the things he's trying to do is bring some discipline in there that has been lacking. And so I think you could see, you might expect a lot of things to happen down there this year, but when he gets finished and gets his program and his recruits done, Florida's going to be somebody to be reckoned with in the East. I just see that happening.
Well, you said we'll see players leave the team. We saw it immediately after the game on Saturday in an Instagram post. Adarius Zobrie, he's a receiver on the team, he's been a running back on the team, but he's been returning kicks for the Gators, and he even got in and returned two kicks on Saturday night. But he posted on social media basically. At 10:45 p.m., I don't think the game was over more than an hour at that point, and he posted, "I'm transferring from the University of Florida. I'm going to miss some of the boys I've been playing with for the past 2 years," and he posted on there, "I just want to use my talent God has blessed me with and actually help a team in need of a running back." So with Dan Mullen,
I didn't know that.
And with Jeremy Pruitt at Tennessee and some of these new coaches that are coming in and trying to build work ethic and build the foundation that they've seen Nick Saban and Kirby Smart build, they say to expect players to leave.
Oh, yes.
But with this new transfer rule, now we're seeing players leave not during July and August, but during week one, week two, week three of the SEC season.
They just start. They just jump in, and they're going to try to find where they can play. And if they don't like where they are, some of this may be the fact that their entitlement issues, their attitudes, Corey. I mean, you see this. I mean, so what are your thoughts?
I think you look at Dan Mullen, and he's going to, like you said, he's going to bring in his system, his style of play, and sometimes it's not a good fit, and you have maybe 4 or 5 months to try to mold those that you already have into your system and do it your way or hit the highway. But the sense of entitlement for today's collegiate athlete is not like it used to be. You're not going to grit it out and just suck it up. As soon as you become unhappy, you're exactly right, a free agent, you're going to get out of there. So it's a situation to where in a couple of years, I think that Dan Mullen will have his structure in place to where it will be Georgia and Florida back at the top of the SEC East.
And it's like,
oh, go ahead, James.
No, go ahead. I'm just,
well, speaking of the SEC East, another game we got to talk about, number 3-ranked Georgia, just utterly, I mean, it took a couple quarters, but they annihilated South Carolina in South Carolina.
The Gamecock didn't crow.
Not once. Beat them 41-17.
I think the rooster became the hen.
And Georgia really showed off. We were wondering, with all the talent they lost to the NFL, we were wondering whether there would be a dip in that talent for a year or two.
It's going to reload.
You've seen with DeAndre Swift, who's now a top Heisman candidate. You've seen Ridley play on the outside, who's carried over.
That's a familiar name.
Some of the play from
Ridley.
And he was the guy they were looking to on those third downs. When they needed to play, they would go to Ridley. And you also had McCole Hardman. And he is the fastest player easily on that team. They did such a great job of spreading the ball around. And all I could think of was this South Carolina team was supposed to be the team that put up a fight against Georgia in the East. A lot of people figured Florida would need a year at least, but that South Carolina would be there. And all this says to me is that Georgia is in a class with Alabama. Maybe you could include Auburn in that class of top-tier teams in the entire nation. But no one in the SEC East is going to lay a finger on Georgia.
I said when he was in Florida, I'll say the same thing at South Carolina. The head coach is not going to be successful there, South Carolina. He left Florida. What's his?
Muschamp. But this was his year, James. This is when he had his people.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. He is not going to be a successful coach at South Carolina. He wasn't a successful coach there. And he's I just do not believe he's got the eye for talent. And I'm just bear it out. I think it's not going to be one of those years that they're going to begin to look at why did we go this route.
Interesting. Okay? Well, where does he belong then? Because I can't see him. Maybe he can go back and be a coordinator, but he's too fiery to work underneath anyone. Where's the best spot? And I don't mean a particular place, but if he can't be a head coach in the SEC, should he just be a head coach?
I would say on a crab boat, maybe out of Grand Bay, you know, crabbing or something like that,
I mean, they got throttled. Georgia absolutely took it to him, and I just think that speaks volumes of where Kirby Smart and his recruiting talent, he's taking that program too.
All right, we're live from Jersey Mike's on Dauphin Street, 3151 Dauphin Street, across the street.
Autographs are free. The next 45 minutes.
And we have a South Alabama Jaguars giveaway coming up, and we'll also talk about the Alabama game and Auburn.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll expect a few thunderstorms tonight. Low temperatures will be in the lower 70s at daybreak. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. And the outlook for Wednesday, a few afternoon thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hello, I'm Peter Albrecht, WKRG News 5. A Sunday afternoon boat ride has an Orange Beach man in hot water. That's because the boat wasn't his. Now William Shelton is charged with stealing the boat and boating under the influence. The owner noticed his 36-foot, $350,000 boat named Lotta was making its way out of the Orange Beach Marina. The Coast Guard quickly arrested Shelton. Happening tomorrow, our community remembers the September 11th attacks, now 17 years ago. There's a Catholic Mass for first responders at the Cathedral in downtown. Also, the original Oyster House will provide free lunch to first responders from 11 until 4 at both of their locations on the Causeway and in Gulf Shores. A shooting in Mobile's Maysville neighborhood Monday afternoon. A 17-year-old was hit in the leg as he was shot outside walking down a street. He was not seriously hurt. I'm Peter Albrecht, WKRG News 5.
Football is fast, and so is the fast start sale at McConnell Buick GMC. Quick, Google McConnellAutomotive.com and find amazing deals for the first half of the month. Right now, the GMC Sierra has savings of over $11,000. Over $11,000! Check it out for yourself. Go online right now, McConnellAutomotive.com. There are too many great deals to mention, so quick, type in McConnellAutomotive.com and find out just how much you can save today. GMC, we are professional grade.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
The sub above difference is daily, not shredded last night or baked yesterday afternoon. Good ingredients prepped fresh every day, because that's what daily means. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above.
You're listening to Sports Night on FM Talk 106.5.
Coming in, and Francois, the quarterback, was 31 of 46, passed for 320 yards and three touchdowns. So that really wasn't bad at all. No. It was the defensive side of the football to where the nose really had problems.
You're gonna have that. You can have that happen. The guys just not thinking about anything, saying it's Sanford. And next thing you know, they're whacking you. Yeah.
Amazing. It's Florida State. I'm gonna go out on a limb. I don't think they're gonna be much competition for the Clemson Tigers this year.
Oh, I'm not willing to say. I'm not willing to sign off on that because that's such a rivalry. Okay.
Well, maybe that game.
That game.
But they won't be competing for the division.
No. But that's such a rivalry. Having been to two of those games, I can tell you that they're going to be ready. When those two match up, this has been a lifelong. You know, you're looking at at what Texas A&M playing him. It's like I know what he's going to do, but this is a rivalry that's going to continue on up there.
It'll be the end of September. 10-27 is when they play, and the Florida State Miami game is on at the beginning of September. So you have
we'll
those two teams. We'll find out if Miami is really struggling the way they got spanked by LSU. We'll get a measuring stick against the Hurricanes.
They finally got to use the new and improved turnover chain also. And speaking of the gimmicks for turnovers, did you see Florida State's backpack?
Oh, no.
The Florida State turnover backpack?
I'm not feeling the backpack at all. Now, the turnover chain, yes. The championship belt, the turnover belt, yes.
But the backpack?
But the backpack, I don't like.
It's almost as bad as it's almost as bad as the Tennessee Vols trash can.
Now, that was a horrible idea.
That was the worst idea I've ever seen, and I'm a Tennessee fan, and that was – I wanted to put the coach in that trash can by the end of the second.
I'm sure you did in particular, but, you know, it's all about – is this kind of reality football now with all these gimmicks that you're seeing and stuff, reality?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Football about what is taking place. First, we got a tent. What goes on in a tent? I've always wondered – what really happens in the tent?
Medical tent? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, what really happens in the medical tent?
I think probably some stuff they wouldn't want us to see on the air.
I'm thinking some needles maybe involved.
Some
needles are going in some kind of joint.
Whatever was in the Green Bay Packers tent last night.
It worked for Aaron Rodgers.
Let's go back to the SEC and talk about two teams we have not talked about, but that we are contractually obligated to talk about every single week.
Who would that be?
That would be the Auburn Tigers and the Alabama Crimson Tide. Both kind of had their week one openers in week two, even though Alabama basically had an easy team to open up with Louisville. But Auburn had Washington that first week. Alabama, when they scheduled it, probably expected Louisville to be a bit of a tougher task. But week two, they had the ones where they could really figure out what they had depth-wise. Bama rolled over Arkansas State. Both quarterbacks played. With this new four-game rule, I thought that maybe they would keep Hurts out for only the important games. Not true.
I think he looked more impressive in his touchdown throws, and it was bad to see him fumble that ball the way he did, but I'm telling you, he's got speed, he's got a lot of velocity on the ball, he's reading better, and he put the ball where only the two players on his touchdowns could catch them. I mean, I think the competition has been good for him. He's one play away from being the starting quarterback, but I'm telling you again, you're going to see them both in the backfield. There's a wide out in formations when the games really start to matter. You're going to have to coach against a lefty and a righty for every game, and it changes the way you defend a player. And if you can flop around that easy and get used to it, it's going to be awesome. I just think Auburn and Alabama are showing real strength and depth of talent.
Well, you come out, you're Tua Tagovailoa. You're 13 of 19 for 228 yards and four touchdowns. Whether it's blown coverage or not, he put the ball on the money. And Jalen Hurts comes in, is 7 of 9 for 93 yards and two touchdowns. That's impressive. Six touchdowns from two quarterbacks, distributing to eight different receivers. And now you've got a passing game to go along with the running game. The first time since 1925 that Alabama's opened their first two games scoring 50 or more.
Yeah, and let's talk about those receivers, because that is what I think puts this – I mean, of course, Tagovailoa, when he can put the ball where he can put the ball, which is he's better at passing than Jalen Hurts. I think most would say that. But he has the guys to throw to now. Alabama's never been this deep with receivers. They've had some outstanding, some top-of-the-line receivers, but you can throw to basically 1 through 5 on this roster, and they'll get you yards. I mean, just look at the three top receivers, all three sophomores who had pretty good freshman years. Jerry Jeudy, who once again scored two touchdowns. He's got four touchdown receptions this year. Devontae Smith, Henry Ruggs III, those are the three. And they even got the tight end involved, which you don't see Alabama do very often. Irv Smith, four receptions, 41 yards, and a touchdown.
These guys are so talented, and they know how to find the open places, and he's being coached. They've got routes to run, but they change their routes based on the coverage on the other end. So what a quarterback may initially be looking at a read of where he's a slant over the middle, if the coverage is out there, the quarterback knows he's going to be in another spot. And they can twist on a dime. I've never seen that much talent, that much depth at Alabama in the passing game in my entire life.
They are so explosive, and it's fun to watch. You add that to a dynamic running game. Damian Harris, you look at him and Najee Harris, both. You just pick your poison with this Alabama offense.
And they really went Najee Harris and Damian, they both had just about the same carries. Najee got one more carry, but outgained Damian Harris by a ton. Najee Harris had 135 yards rushing with a touchdown. It was all around. I mean, they played well all around. What scares you If you want Alabama to not lose, which so many people do,
yes.
What scares you about the team that you've seen? And there can't be much, but what is it?
Saban being interviewed about the quarterback situation.
Yeah, that scares everybody, I think.
Did you notice he was much better Saturday? Much
yes,
better.
Ma'am. As, yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Very
yes,
nice.
Ma'am. He's doing much better.
Yeah.
I think the frightening thing for me would be lack of preparation on the players' part. The coaches will have them there, but the players just beginning to – and he's going to have to fight this, beginning to just think, well, we can't be beat. Tua can get us out of anything. Jalen can get us tough games and tough breaks. You have one game, at least one game a year, where the ball goes like out of the end zone the other night. I mean, these things happen. It's happened before. These are the things in a tight game that will get you. There are going to be players, and Alabama's as defensive backs, suspect. They're going to be tried. Next week's going to tell us a lot. I do expect to be the Achilles heel for them at some point, but not enough to wound them in battle to cause a loss next week.
So they are playing Ole Miss Rebels, the first game in Alabama's SEC West Division in this season, their first game against them. Ole Miss last week played Southern Illinois, beat them 76-41, but the game was actually 41-49 going into the fourth quarter. Ole Miss had a string of three or four plays in the row. They had an interception return, scored their next drive, then a 56-yard fumble return. That's what it took to bump the score up 76-41. But at halftime, Ole Miss was only – they were losing to Southern Illinois at halftime, 38-35.
I know for a fact from a friend of mine that's on the Bob very much in the athletic program up there, they don't have any depth. They've got, but when it starts backing up behind them, they don't have it. Any injuries or a rotation and stuff, there's a big drop off there. So he thinks it'll be a massacre. That's just his opinion. And I'm on record as saying that they're not going to keep Ole Miss from scoring, but I think Bama's going to have their way in that regard, even on the road.
And with the early line already out, Bama 21-point favorites at Ole Miss. I got to find what the over-under is. But with Ole Miss giving up, they gave up 629 yards to Southern Illinois. If you don't think the Tua Tagovailoa and those sophomore receivers and those running backs are going to get out there and put up some points, but also, like you said, coming into the season, Alabama's perceived weakness was that secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of new turnover, and if you can even call that a weakness, the question mark was the secondary. It's going to be tested because I think this is one of the top three receiver groups in the nation, and Ta'amu can toss that sucker.
He can toss
He's
that
another
ball.
Hawaiian quarterback that can throw the ball. I think there's going to be a ton of points scored.
I do too. Corey, I just don't
think Alabama's going to give up more than 20. I don't see them giving up more than 20 to Ole Miss. I think that Ole Miss will score on them because, you know, hottie totty, that atmosphere is hostile. A couple of years ago when Jalen's got his first big hit in the mouth and was able to come in and bounce back. Alabama was down 20 to Ole Miss a couple of years ago, but I think that they're going to be just fine. They're not going to give up more than 20.
All right, this is FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night presented by Jersey Mike's, and we're at Jersey Mike's, 3151 Dolphin Street, across the street from McConnell Automotive. When we come back, we're going to talk Auburn LSU. That's another game coming up this week.
Ooh.
Is LSU for real? And is Auburn,
oh, no,
should they be mentioned amongst the Alabamas, the Georgias, the Ohio States? We'll talk about that when we get back. Also, a little bit of NFL. This is Sports Night on FM Talk 106.5, presented by Jersey Mike's. Hey, first person that comes up and says hi to Corey, going to give you a South Alabama Jaguars fan pack. So show
first
up.
First person. Corey.
Oh, already got one waving.
Oh, got one waving. That was a setup.
We'll be back.
I think y'all set this up. Yeah, this is a setup. Yeah, that's it. Y'all knew each other.
Here in Alabama, we love our families, we love our state, and we love our country. At Charleston Gas Lanterns, we use nothing but the finest materials and the purest copper. Everything we use to make our handcrafted copper lanterns is sourced in the USA, and each lantern is built right here in Mobile. Make your home stand out. To see some of the over 375 copper lantern designs, visit charlestonlighting.com or call 478-0072 for a truly custom lantern. Charleston Gas Lanterns, made in Alabama, where being number one is not just a tradition, it's a way of life.
The Mobile Youth Lacrosse League invites you to learn about and participate in one of the fastest growing sports in the United States. Home to club lacrosse for boys 6 to 14 and girls 6 to 18, the Mobile Mavericks are always looking for new players and coaches. With two seasons, fall ball from September 23rd to November 4th, providing a great chance to learn about the sport and try it out with minimal commitment. And the spring season from January through April. For more information and to register, visit Facebook.
facebook.com/mobileyouthlacrosse or visit the website mobileyouthlacrosse.org.
The Gulf Coast Challenge presents HBCU Fest. Friday, September 21st, the Alabama A&M Marching Maroon and White Band will battle face-to-face with the Southern University Human Jukebox for the ultimate HBCU showdown. It's a bandhead's dream featuring Popeyes. With a Greek Step Show, Battle of the Bands, and more. And hosted by comedian Steve Brown. Friday, September 21st at the Mobile Civic Center. Tickets start at $15. Get tickets at thegolfcoastchallenge.com or Ticketmaster. HBCU Fest, powered by the Mobile Sports Authority.
FM Talk 106.5. This is your kind of station. Your views, your opinions, your money. We're all about what's important to you. Local, informative, with your attitude. And we believe this is a great environment to advertise your business. We have thousands of listeners who should be your customers. If you're interested in advertising to a large group of 35 to 64-year-old Gulf Coast residents who share your ideas, we're the perfect vehicle for you. Hi, this is Bill Roth, Director of Sales for FM Talk 106.5, and I'd welcome the opportunity to speak with you about increasing your business. Please give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, and we'll discuss how FM Talk 106.5 can help your business win big. That number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're talk radio on crystal clear digital FM stereo at 106.5, and we can help your business succeed.
The sub above difference is love. Bread that loves the juice, juice that loves the bread. Ah, yes. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Recapping the weekend in sports and previewing the week ahead. This is FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night, presented by Jersey Mike's Subs.
This is FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night, presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. And that's where we are right now, live at 3151 Dolphin Street, across the street from McConnell Automotive. I'm Dalton Orwick. Corey LeBounty's here. So is James Dennis. The crew back together.
Let me do the autograph real quick.
Okay yeah. Thank James. You. James has someone coming up.
I got one.
Signing an autograph.
No problem. Yes. Naming firstborn after me will be fine. Thank you.
And I think we have a winner for the Jag swag.
Sure we do.
That came
a setup.
That was not a setup. You can't call it that.
Corey, I can't call Corey's it that. You're right. I can't call it a setup.
A game we didn't get to. Alabama played at Oklahoma State on Saturday. Oklahoma State ended up wearing them out 55-13. South kept it close through the first quarter, so the depth ended up being an issue. But if I have to say one thing about South Alabama, it's that I love what I'm seeing from the new head coach, Steve Campbell. He is as creative as I've seen. There's only been two coaches in South Alabama, but he is as creative as any coach I've seen around the league. The problem right now is that South Alabama cannot run the ball with anyone up the middle of the field. They can extend it to the outside, and you see that. That's why Kawan Baker is the leading rusher through these first two games. Steve Campbell's getting him the ball on jet sweeps. He's throwing quick little hitch screens out to the side and just trying to get the ball into playmakers' hands. But when it comes down to it, a third and one, it might as well be a third and five, because the line, maybe it's the youth, they're not able to get any good push. And I know this was a good Oklahoma State team, and we'll find out how good this Oklahoma State team is because they play Boise State coming up this weekend. But South Alabama, I love what the new coach is doing. The secondary, they're getting turnovers. It's tough against a team like Oklahoma State, but until they can run the ball, they're going to have issues.
This is great for them leading into their schedule. They couldn't have asked for better two games to play, to prepare you, to understand what it's like to play some slugfest ball, to be moved around, to strengthen you up, to get an understanding of what kind of plays that these teams put forth in their offensive schemes. This has been very good, and I predict that South will do well in their schedule because they've got such a different flair to their offense. And I think he's going to do well when he leads into the schedule this year.
Texas State coming up this Saturday at Ladd Peebles.
Yes.
It'll be at 6 o'clock. But you're right, Dalton. 78 total rushing yards is not going to get it done against the big boys in football. You're going to have to be able, anytime your leading rusher is also your second leading or your leading wide receiver, that's a tough problem. It's a good problem to have, and Coach Campbell and his staff will get it worked out.
And it's kind of a theme that I've been seeing, at least early in this season, is – all the smart coaches that are being hired for their offensive genius that are trying to catch up to this new age college football, spread them out, get the ball to your playmakers. The teams that have gone towards that direction that maybe used to be line them up in the eye and run it. They've recruited extra to get those receivers and get some of those playmakers. The teams that are losing these first couple weeks of the season aren't the teams that can't throw the ball. It's the teams that can't run and get you that third and one or fourth and one. So it comes back down to that balance. You can't just be a running team, because these teams that can throw the ball up and down the field, they're going to get enough points. But if you can't run the ball, then the point is third and one.
And we saw that happen even with Texas A&M when they line up against Clemson. They put nine men on the line there. I mean, it's just – they couldn't get a yard sometimes. It's tough.
A team that does not have any issue running the ball, the Auburn Tigers, at least yet they haven't had trouble, and they didn't have any trouble Saturday beating Alabama State 63-9, and it could have been bigger than that. They had several turnovers. But coming up this week, Auburn faces the number 12-ranked LSU Tigers. Auburn moved up two spots to number 7, and Auburn at home a 10-point favorite over LSU. What do you see in this one, Corey and James?
I like the Auburn Tigers. I think the Auburn Tigers, they're with their balanced quarterback play, and you have Boobie Whitlow running the football hard as ever. I think that the Auburn Tigers, I think that's a good spread, 10 points. I like the Auburn Tigers to win by at least 10.
I got to tell you, there was a reason that LSU was a preseason number 25. Now, that's coaches, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's coaches voting on where they see talent, where they see everything else. And you're right, you can look at the Miami, they had up their high, where they are now and everything else, but consistently look at a program. He's doing well at LSU, but Auburn's on fire, and they're beginning to gel very well in their running game, the passing game. I really expect them to beat LSU 21 points or more. I think LSU's going to be exposed this week to their weaknesses, and they're coming in to play a team that's played a top 10 team already and just seem to be doing good. The quarterback is efficient. His proficiency rating is extremely high. He's doing well. The running backs in a home game at Auburn, that's 10 points automatically. So what else are they going to do? I think they're going to beat them 21 points or more.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and finish putting the hex on the Auburn Tigers, because you two said you think they'll beat them no problem, and I really think Auburn goes out there and crushes.
I do too.
LSU.
That's what I'm saying. Crushes absolutely.
I don't think Miami is anywhere near the number 8 team in the nation that they started the league, that they started the season with. And I think LSU is a good team. I think they're a top 50 team in the NCAA. But I think Auburn, we'll find out this week. Right now, I would have Auburn if it weren't for Ohio State playing so well. And I mean, I'm looking at Clemson. I would put, maybe I'm an SEC homer, I see Alabama, Georgia, and Auburn being the three of the top five best teams in the nation.
It's all going through Tuscaloosa again. It's the same Auburn-Alabama showdown, home team advantage. This is exactly where the SEC championship is going through. It's going through Tuscaloosa. It'll be between Auburn and Alabama. I don't see anybody standing in their way. I think they'll both be undefeated at that time. Well, now wait a minute. Auburn's got to play. Do they play Georgia?
Yes.
Auburn does play Georgia.
Okay. That'll tell us a lot. I mean, you're talking about that kind of caliber game, so I'm going to hold back on that until after that game, but I have some comments on it. But Auburn has definitely got the talent, and they have speed, too, running back speed. They have linemen. They're linemen there. And I just don't think LSU has the depth, and I think Auburn will explode on them.
Auburn plays at Georgia November the 10th after playing Texas A&M in Auburn and 2 weeks before the Iron Bowl. While we have a couple minutes left, let's go through these games coming up this weekend, particularly in the SEC. Kentucky, they'll look to keep it rolling against Murray State. No line on that game. At 11 a.m. on Saturday, Tennessee plays Texas El Paso. 30.5 points. Jeremy Pruitt needs those
Jeremy
games.
Needs this game.
He needs these
he
games
needs
to get
this
the team
game,
ready.
Yeah.
A game I am very interested in, and I'm going to pick the outright upset in this one. Vanderbilt playing at number 8 ranked Notre Dame. Notre Dame right now a 14.5 point favorite. Vanderbilt has looked good against two teams that aren't scrubs. Nevada and Middle Tennessee State, I say, are good, decent teams. Notre Dame looked awful against Ball State. Give me Vanderbilt in that game.
I know you're going to make my mom happy, but I just don't see that happening. I think they'll beat Vanderbilt by at least 2 touchdowns.
Mm.
I'm just not that – I'm at all. When Notre Dame starts winning, they want to move them up to number 1. They win 2 games, and they're talking about – I still go back to the halftime remarks. Well, what is Notre Dame – how's Notre Dame going to play out in the second half? We define if Alabama doesn't show up. So, you know, we're looking at consistently. I'm not impressed Saturday. Maybe they just had an off day, but I think it's a close game, and I think it goes down to I think it just goes down to the last 2 minutes of the game.
And I don't think there's going to be very many points scored in that one with that Notre Dame defense and with that Notre Dame offense. We talked about Auburn playing LSU. Florida plays Colorado State. Colorado State will try to make it two SEC wins in a row.
Not going to happen.
Beating Arkansas. Florida 19.5-point favorites. Arkansas, they're going to try to get back on the winning track. Only 7-point favorites against North Texas.
The Hogs aren't having a good year.
They're having a tough one. They already want to get rid of Chad Morris.
Sure they do.
Two games.
Yeah, after 2 games.
Number one ranked Alabama plays at Ole Miss. Alabama 21-point favorites. Georgia gets Middle Tennessee. Number 16 ranked Mississippi State plays Louisiana Lafayette. Mississippi State 33.5-point favorites. A&M plays UL Monroe. Missouri 7-point favorites at Purdue. And South Carolina hosts Marshall. South Carolina 13.5-point favorites. Real quickly before we head off, Ohio State, 12-point favorites at TCU. The last game without Urban Meyer on the sideline. Mm-hmm. He has been coaching them at school. He's not on the sideline. Does TCU give Ohio State any challenge here?
Ohio State wins by at least 10 points.
Okay.
I think they're going to give them a little challenge. I do. Ohio State wins by 14.
That's my challenge. Dwayne Haskins looks good. That TCU defense is good, too.
It is.
I think it's a close one and a tight one. And that does it for us.
It's a fun night again tonight. Thank y'all for listening. It was always fun. And, Corey, thank you for the drink here. I don't know what was in it, but I feel better since I had it.
For James Dennis, Corey LeBounty, I'm Dalton Norwig. This is FM Talk 106.5
Roll Sports Tide, Night. War Eagle.
Thank you, Jersey Mike's. We'll be back. More food, more football.
The two-time champion Battleship Rugby Football Club want you to join the club. The men's club, women's club, and youth program are recruiting new players right now. If you're a former high school or college athlete and are looking to give something new a try, email play@battleshiprugby.com. No previous rugby experience necessary. Whether you're new to rugby or new to the Mobile area, Mobile's Battleship Rugby Football Club want to invite you to learn this sport by becoming a player or fan now. Email play@battleshiprugby.com or visit Battleship Rugby FC on Facebook.
Mr. World here, about to take on the world's wildest rodeo bull. Oh, obviously he's nothing like Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Because the people at Eyeglass World, well, they don't try to throw you off with confusing prices. Nope, they make everything clear and simple. Without all the bull.
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.